9 firefighters required medical evaluation after battling a blaze in Philadelphia's Winfield neighborhood on Monday night. Our news partner 6ABC reports this occurred at a home on the 5300 block of Hazelhurst Street. Action News was told the first responders' injuries were not life-threatening. Also, the news outlet reports a woman was killed and a man was rescued from a house fire in Bucks County early this morning. They broke out on the 27 block of Bellevue Drive in Bensalem. A company that burns Philadelphia's trash at a Delaware County facility spent tens of thousands of dollars lobbying city politicians late last year. WHYY Sophia Schmidt reports the spending comes as Philadelphia City Council weighs a proposal that would send all of the city's trash to landfills instead.
City records show ReWorld, formerly known as Covanta, spent $45,000 during the final quarter of last year to lobby the city's Department of Sanitation and several members of City Council. Philip Hensley Robin directs Common Cause Pennsylvania, an organization that pushes for limits on money in politics. He worries ReWorld spending gives them a leg up over Chester residents who suffer from the facility's air pollution.
Folks in Chester, in the city of Chester, they can't spend $45,000 on lobbyists. They can't make thousands of dollars in contributions to candidates for political office. And our concern is that their voices aren't adequately being heard in this discussion.
ReWorld was among the top spenders on lobbying in Philadelphia last quarter. The company did not respond to a request for comment. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.
Philadelphia's pension plan is almost 70% funded, and that is the latest in the quest to be fully funded to save the city money that's being added to bolster the plan. Finance Director Rob Dubow says the city hopes to reach 100% within the next decade.
We need to get to 100% funded. The good news is that our actuary projects that we'll get to that 100% funded level within 7 years.
The city's investments have done so well that there's an additional $45 million in the fund that'll be distributed to existing pensioners. How that will be accomplished is up to the pension board, which is weighing multiple options. A wintry mix has been making the rounds in the Philly region this morning. A winter weather advisory has expired, affecting portions of northern New Jersey and South Jersey, as well as northern Delaware and southeastern Pennsylvania. Checking sports, it was the Flyers on a roll now, toppling the Maple Leafs Monday 3-2 in a shootout. The Flyers have won 3 games in a row. The 76ers rooting around for a victory. They host the Spurs tonight in the Phils play the Rays today. Our Philadelphia forecast calling for steady light rain early. Showers continue in the afternoon. Some mixed winter precipitation is possible. We'll have highs in the low 40s, chance of rain at 80%. Occasional rain tonight with a low of 38 and a few showers late in the day tomorrow expected.